Okay, we're on Dalet Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top. So it says in the Mishnah, Tumtum Bandroginus, etc., they're doing from Aria. Tana Rabbana, Tana Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, Yira, Kol Zuchurcha. So we're going to darshan out these words now. Zachur, if we take the word Zachurcha and split it up, we're splitting up to Zachur and Cha. So the Zachur, which means male, is coming to Lotzi as Hanashim, to exclude women. The women are not Chayav in Riyah. And the extra Chaf, Zerchor Cha, is coming to Lotzi Tumtum Vandruginus, that they're not Chayav in Riyah either. They're not regular Scharim. And Kol, the Kol Zerchor Cha, from the word Kol, is Lerabos es HaKtanim, to include Ktanim, that they are Chayav. Okay, now we're going to discuss all these three things. Amar Mar. So we said Zachur is Lotziat Anashim, that women are Pater from Riyah. I asked Gemara, Ha Lamalikra? Why do I need a Pasuk for that? Michti, Mitzvah Sashay says Man Gramahu, Bechol Mitzvah Sashay says Man Gramah, Anashim Pterot. Right? Anyways, we know, we don't need a special Pasuk to tell me when a Pasuk is. Oh, Riyah is, not every day, it's a, you know, Mitzvah Sashay is on Grama. And, so anyways, they're Pater because of that. So what do we need a special, mute for women? More answers. Itzrich. Because I might think that, as we saw before, we have this Gezira Shava connecting Riyah to Hakel. And just like by Hakel, it says, Malahala Nashim Chayvod, women are Chayv. It says, Hakel Asam HaNashim VeHaNashim VeHataf. It says, women by Hakel. And we have the Gezira Shava connecting Hakel to Riyah. So I might think, therefore, women should also be Chayav in Riyah as well. So Afkan, Nashim Chayavot, Kamash Malan. That's why I need the miut of Zachur to tell me women are not Chayav. Okay, Amar Mar, Zechurcha, we said Lehotzi Tumtum Vandruginus, the extra Chav. So Bish Lama, says the Gemara Andruginus, I can understand the Yitzrich, that they have to exclude them from Riyah. Why? Salchadar Dechamina, Hoyal, the Yitzle, Tzad Zachrus, therefore Lechayav. Kamash Malan, that the Birin Bishnei Asmo, that the Havamina was, that since a androgynous has both Simanim, male and female, so Lamaisa, he does have the male Simanim, so I might have thought that Mitzad, the male side of him, maybe is Chayav in Riyah, and Kamash Malan, to the exclusion, to say no, that he's not really a male, he's a Birin Bishnei, a thing of its own, not a male or female. So that's, we can understand. But Ella Tumtum, it's Feka. Feka, Tumtum is not, as I only has one esteem, it's only a man or a woman. It's just a safek, what it is, or a man or a woman. So me, Strikra, Lemute, Feka. What, so I need a pasuk to tell me that a safek's not chayav? The safek, of course, he's not chayav. This is Agav, the Meiri says, we see this is the riot to the, nice riot to the Rambam sheet, the famous Rambam sheet of the Shaila. If some suffik deraisa lechumra, when we paskin, is that a din deraisa? The Torah tells us to be machmir when a suffik, or is it a drabanan? And the drabanan said when it's a drabanan institution that when there's a suffik in the Torah, you should be machmir, but it's only drabanan. It's a big machloikas rishonim. So for the Rambam holds the suffik deraisa is lechumra is only be drabanan. This is a great raya for that, right? Because here it says in the Gemara says. If it's a suffix, so what suffix? Of course, pater is a suffix. So we see, well, what do you mean? Of course, your pater. No, suffix derives from lechumra. So elamai, suffix derives from suffix derives from lechumra as pater. Now the Gemara's question is very it's clear. Right? Gemara says it's a suffix. This tumtum, why should be chayav? No chiyuv. Mi derabana, the rabana remach me a suffix derives from lechumra, but mi derives no. Okay. Anyway, so why do we need a pasuk for it? It's a suffix. So Amar Abaye. We're talking about a case of a tumtum that we know is a male because it's his beitzim are outside, so you can see obviously he's a male because he has beitzim. And the only thing is, his aver is covered over. But so it's a tumtum that we know what he really is. And so even though we know what it is, the pasuk is telling me, therefore I need an exclusion. I mean, so of course he's chayav. We know it's a male. So Kamash Malan, no, we have a miut telling us, no, he's not chayav. Since Lamaisa, his favor is covered over, that's a ptur. There's an interesting tosis in Yevamos that discusses, he says, we see from here that a person doesn't have to mechayev himself. In other words, here we have a guy, he knows he's a male, right? It's not a suffix. He knows he's a male, except since it's covered over, he's pater. So you would think, okay, so new, so uncover it. I mean, you know you're really a male, so just uncover it in your chayev. So you know, he's pater, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to put himself in a matzav that he's chayev. He can leave it like that. Okay. Amar Mar, the third thing, Ktanim. So we said, Kol Tukhacha, the Kol is L'Rabos Es Ktanim, that they're Chayev in Riyah. I, for example, Vatnan, we saw in our Mishnah, Chutz Micher Shotev Katan. The Katan's Pater. So what are you telling me, this Bryce said, as a Katan's Chayev? So Amar Abai, Lokashe Akan, when we're coming to Marbe, the Katan, it's Bekatan Shegiyah L'Chinuch, in this Bryce. Whereas over Khan in the Mishnah when we said Chutz Lecher Shon Vekatan, that's Vekatan Shelo Yigiyah Lechinuch. Katan Shigiyah Lechinuch, the Rabbanan who? How can you say the word Kol in the Pasuk is coming to include a Katan is Age Chinuch? That whole Indian of a Katan that's Age Chinuch has to do mitzvah, that's only Midr Rabbanan. So how can the Torah is not telling me that, it's Midr Rabbanan. The Gemara says, you're right, in a chanami, a smachta be'alma. It's only in a smachta. It really is, the Torah is not telling me that per se, it's just in a smachta. Ay, ve'elef kra l'mayasa. So if that's the case, but l'mayasa, they say the word kol in the Torah, it's extra. It's not coming to teach me really ktanim, because that's only the Rabbana. But so what is it coming to teach me? It's an extra word there, the kol. So the Gemara answers, it's coming to teach me, like l'kada acherim, like what acherim say. It's non, as the Gemara said, the Tanya, Acherim omrim hamekamet v'hamesaref nechoshes v'burti p'surim in ariyah. That somebody who collects the dog excrement for tanning leather, they used to use that, v'hamesaref nechoshes, one who smelts copper, and v'burti, he's a leather tanner. These are all people that don't smell too good. The Lashon Mata. P'turim min hariyah. So they're pater from the mitzvah riyah. Why? Mishum shenemar, because it says kol zechurcha. So we learn from here, mishi yachol lalot im kol zechurcha. Some can even go up with his brethren to do the mitzvah of go to the Yerushalayim together. Yasu elu she'enam ruyim lalot im kol zechurcha. They can't go with everybody. Nobody wants to get near them because they smell so bad. So, yeah. Let's see Rashi now. Nashim Pturot, prepare Kama de Kedushin, Yalfinan La, we learned that. And Mehakel, the Havainami Mitzvah Man Grama, and Nashim are Chayavot, by Hakel, so I might think that the Xer Shavit should be Chayav and Ria. Asa Krali Mute Sveika, beat me, what, I need a Pasu to tell me that it's Sveika. So Lamali Kram, Eichi Teta Lalechi, why would I think you'd be Chayav? It's a safe, that makes, of course, you're Pasu. Kishabetsa Mibachutz, we said, Ela Shagid Tamun. So you can see there the basin, but the aver is covered. The Havadai Zachar, who I know is a Zachar, Hilkach Yisrikra, Limuthi, if I need a pastor to remind him. Hamekames, we said, Mefarsh Maseches Ksubas, is a Mekames Biyado, with his hands he collects Tzoas Klavim, the excrement of dogs. The Omer Ani, says Rashi, Kila Takin Behem Oros. It's also used for leather. Workers, shekorim, whatever, shemaabdim otam betzuas klavim, that they tan the leathers or whatever with the dog stuff. A mitzarf, the choshen, one who smelts copper, shemitzarfo b'makom shechofrim otam in a karcha. They do so in a place where they mine it. Kimefarsh b'meseches ksuvas, b'chol elu, the common denominator, all these people's reichon ra, they smell bad, ve'en yucholim lalot im chavireyam, so they can't go up with their friends. Okay, back to the Gemara. Nashim avadim she'inam mishuchrarim, we said, are also pater from Riyah in our Mishnah. That's the Gemara. Bishlam and nashim, I can understand why women are pater k'damran. We already learned that, right? Because of the word zachur. But el avadim inalim. So how do we know that slaves are pater? So Amar Avina, Amar Kra, we learn it from the pasuk. It says Shalosh Pamim B'Shana Yireh Chosuchacha El Pnei Hadon Hashem. So we learn from those words El Pnei Hadon Hashem that Misha Ein Lo El Adon Echad. Who's Chayv and Riyah? Someone who only has one Adon. In other words, only Hashem. As opposed to this guy, this slave, Yatzadzer, is Eviknani, Sheish Lom Adon Acher, that he has another Adon, is his master. So somebody who has two Adons is not Chayef. Now the Gemara asks, Ha Lama Likra? It says, why do I need a special pasuk to say of Adim or Patr? Michni, Kol Mitzvah, Sheisha, Aisha, Chayef Espa, excuse me. Kol mitzvah she'isha chayavis ba eved chayaba, v'chol mitzvah she'ina isha chayavis ba eina eved chayaba. The gemar, we have gzeira shava la mi'isha. We have gzeira shava that we know that any rule, any mitzvah that a woman, Jewish woman, is chayavin and eved kanani is chayavin, whenever she's not chayavin, he's not chayavin. So we already know a woman from Zachor, she's pater from Ria. So finished, a woman's pater is a slave's pater. Why do we need a special limud of Adon Hashem? I know it from the woman, the gzeira shava from the woman. So Amar Avina, we saw this earlier, if you remember, earlier on, the Masechet. Lo nitzrcha ela lemi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. So what do I need the limud for? Not a regular slave. I know that from a woman. I need it for a chetzi chetzi. That since he has a side of him that is free, so therefore I might think, also the free side, maybe he is chayav in Riyah. That's why I need the pasuk here, Pnei Adon Hashem, tell me that he's pasuk. Daikanami, we can daik this also in the Mishnah, we've saw this before. Also, Diktani, it says Nashim Vavadim, and it said in our Mishnah, Vavadim She'inam Mishukharim. So why do you have to tell me that? The Nashim She'inam Mishukharim. My She'inam Mishukharim. What does that mean? Ile She'inam Mishukharim Klal, that they're not, they're 100% Evid, then least the Avadim Sama. What? Just tell me Evid. Tell me Evid. I know, an Evid. I wouldn't think he's an Evid that's Mishukhar. He's not an Evid anymore. Tell me Evid. An Evid. So why do you have to add those words, she'ena meshukharim? Elalav, it must be, she'ena meshukharim lagamri, to tell me that we're not talking about a regular Evid that's totally Evid, but that he's not totally meshukhar, but he's only meshukhar a little bit. Umayinin, who and what is that? Misha chesu Evid, v'chesu ben chorin, shma minah. So we see from our Mishnah also that it was referring to not a regular Avadim, but Avadim that are chesi chesi. And therefore, and now we know that they're pater from the pasuk of Don Hashem and one of them. Okay, says Rashi, Kedamran. We said by women we know that already. Zachor lo tziyat anashim. La miisha. We know evidently men and women are the same. Ksiv Hacha says over here v'kasav la sefer krisus by the woman. Ksiv shasam o chupsha. Lo nitz o chupsha lo nitz nitzan la, and that's Gzeir Shava Lala. Lo nitz rechulei miu lemishna achrona hoyol. However, if we saw, remember earlier, we said that there was a mishna achrona. That this are the mishna, the ravine over here in the end of our mishna, what we're discussing, that's the mishna rishona. But then we had the mishna achrona that in the end, remember, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that you have to force the master to free the chetzi chetzi. So that ain't a chanami, according to the Maskana, the Mishnah Chrona, since you can free him, so therefore he is chayav. Right? And therefore he does have, like he has only one adon, because we must free him. Okay, finally, v'chigir v'suma v'chol v'zaken, we mentioned in our Mishnah, these are our other durim from the Mitzvria. Tan Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk, shalosh regalim, Roshana, so the word regalim is coming to teach me prat labali kabi, to exclude one who has a wooden leg. Doesn't have a leg at all. He has a wooden leg. Davar acher, that the word regalim is coming to teach me prat lechiger lechol lasuma lezaken l'sheino yachol alas beraglav. Coming to exclude someone who's lame, who's sick, who's blind, or old, and someone who can't go up by himself by foot. So Rashi points out that this davar acher prat labali kavi mipamim nafka kedamina leil. This davar acher is learning, as we mentioned earlier on, yesterday, whatever, that we learned from the word pamim to exclude a bali kavi. So that's why we have the two opinions here in the Braisa of the Tanakama, that the word regalim is excluding that, and then the davar acher is learning it from shalosh regalim is excluding that kedamina.
Yes.
In the
what's
Chiger? He has feet. Thing is, and so he has feet. So he's just, this is difficult for him to walk. So has no feet at all. So somebody who has no feet at all is pater, but somebody who has feet might be chayav, and therefore I have the other lima to tell me that.
Why do you need another lima to tell you that padik tavim is foot?
You know, just learn it from Shalosh Rigali. Right, you can do it like that, but something that's possible also, because then if it just had one, I don't know what was coming for. Never mind, coming for Ali Kavi, as the fact that Tanakh Kama says it's coming for. Right. Okay, so let's finish the Rashi. Here's the Verecher. So, Pradla Bali Kavi, because I would learn the, according to this Shita, the Savar Acher, it's from Pramim Nafkak, and Amrina Leel, Hilkach Rigali Mizlimi Ute, Misha Tarich, Misha Enet Acheret, Levad Miragla. Somebody needs the support besides his feet. Okay, so as the Gemara though, the last thing we said, that somebody says, She'enu yachol lalot biraglav. So Gemara says, what do I need that for? She'enu yachol lalot biraglav, latu yemai. What's it coming to include? Before we said, somebody who's sick, whatever, old, he can't go up. So why do you have to tell me somebody who can't go up? So Amarava is coming especially, latu ye mifanki. Somebody who's finicky. Same word. The Chesiva says, Kisavo Eleiraos Panai, Mi Bikesh Zos Miachem Ravos Chatzirai. Pasuk Yeshaya, that when you're coming to appear to me, coming into Mitzvariya, so Hashem is saying, who asked you to come to trample on my courtyard? So Rashi says, Mefanke She'en Olchim Below Minal. People that they can't walk without shoes, and they got a problem. They ain't Adam Nechnas Laharabayis Beminalo. The Chesiva, Mi Bikesh Zos Miachem Ravos Chatzirai. Yeah, you're not allowed to go with your shoes into the Temple Mount, and they can't walk without shoes because they're very finicky. So they are putter from Riyah because they need shoes and they're not allowed to wear shoes, so they're putter.